Hey, welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, especially live tonight because we are joined by the Shoal Diggers. We got six members of the band, Matt, Daryl, Gary, Stephen, Chris, and Steve. Shoaldiggers.com is their website. The brand new album is Wind, Wires, and Ways to Wander. It's out, and they are going to be celebrating with an album release show at Cat's Cradle Backroom this Saturday, July 15th. Country Cruel and Mystery Ranch playing along with them. Guys, thank you all so much for being with us tonight.
Hey,
excited.
Yeah, good to be back.
So happy to have you back in the studio. Let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
This is one off the new vinyl called 12 Kings.
Go for it.
Here we go. One, two, one, two, three.
We're once sit together, we're deciding who we rule. April, she's a big pocket, she's known for being cruel. And I cover with his photos going yellow, orange, and red. Spends most of his time on doing what July has spread. And June, she is known for sparse festivities. And February, with all his grades, tries to lay that fat and ripe August spread in sunshine on his day. Uniform March makes his way, and only July waves flags and toys in his parade. And January, January, claims that she's the one, but September has a hold on her with his Indian sun. And November hides the lies of this stolen land, and they may not forget December's pale blue eyes. Oh, the way he lied, and they may not withstand all his evil plans.
Thank you. You are listening to the Shoal Diggers. They are live here in the studio. The new album is Wind, Wires, and Ways to Wander. Show at Cat's Cradle Backroom this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have more from the band and more music when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you at 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by the Shoal Diggers. We've got Matt, Daryl, Gary, Steven, Chris here in the studio with us. Their brand new album is Wind, Wires, and Ways to Wander. And they've got an album release show coming up this Saturday, July 15th at Cat's Cradle Backroom. Cat'sCradle.com for tickets to the show. ShoalDiggers.com for more on the band. Guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Pleasure. Good to be back.
Tell us about the album, how it all came together.
Well, we recorded in three sections all during the pandemic. One at Eagle Lodge number 19, the Masonic Lodge in Hillsboro. We still owe those guys a nice little fundraiser. Then the Moose Lodge, which was abandoned. We sure had a lot of fun in there in a separate recording session. And then finally at Eno House, which is a converted Methodist church in Hillsboro. Thank you, Rich Greenway, for that. So we did it in three sections all during the pandemic, and happy to put it all together and have it released this Saturday.
I have to ask how you got into the abandoned Moose Lodge to record. Like, what's that story?
New owners who are friends of ours. Thank you, Sam.
So it's not entirely abandoned.
Why?
It's just in between.
It was bizarro. Right out the bar was out of the 80s, like, you know, red velvet chairs, and they still had the drink the wine cooler for $3 on the chalkboard.
Right.
You know, so it was crazy. We also had a large room with a bunch of roller office chairs where we made up a bunch of office chair roller games. So that was a lot of fun also.
Love it.
Yeah, we made full use of the space while we were there.
What is the best like recording experience you've ever had? Like you've been able to record like this album in three different locations.
Our engineer friend Nick Peterson, he's been working with us for 6 or 8 years now, so he always makes it really wonderful. And part of what we do love is the diversity of sounds for each location, mm-hmm. and each one has its own perks. So,
yeah, one of the things we've really attempted to do is capture our live sound, because we feel like coming to our live shows is what really is the magic.
Absolutely,
and that's
yeah.
a reminder. People come on out on Saturday night just to hear us. That
I was going
to
say, we've got six people in here. How many people are going to be on stage on Saturday night? It's got to be nine, right?
Six
yeah,
to nine.
Yeah, 6 to 9. So yeah, the attempt in these recent sessions, what we've attempted to do is play live on the essentially the tracks, and then overdub a lot of other things that are essential to our sound, mm-hmm. but I feel that we've moved a long way along the continuum of getting the right sound in a recording situation.
Yeah.
So Nick's helped us a lot with that.
So insofar as this album is recorded in multiple different places, I listening to this would not be able to tell because I don't have the ear for it, but can you tell listening to it, like, oh, this sounds like it was here, this sounds like it was there?
Definitely, I can. I feel like...
And once we went into the church, the imprint of the church space in
right.
particular, I think was significant. That room had some unique reverb qualities for sure.
Yeah, great drum sounds there for sure.
Tell us about the cover art, because this is awesome.
Yeah, that was
radio being the visual medium that it is.
Yeah,
trust me, it's great cover art. You should check it
thanks.
Out.
Thanks. There's a long story that I won't go into, but ultimately, you know, we set up some little LED lights and pointed them at this ship art that we had. And so it's, in a sense, it's kind of a still photograph with a little bit of effects on it, I guess. But the lighting proved to be pretty interesting, so it came up with this sort of creepy... I think we ultimately realized what we were after, which is this cool, like, mystical ship on the seas.
We had to go all the way to Indonesia and back to get Gary's garage in Medford.
Yeah.
was the studio that produced that.
Nice.
We're pleased with it, though, and we know our way forward now is... perhaps a lot easier than it has been in the past, artistically.
This is the first full-length album for you in 5 years. Currents was the first one back in 2018. How are you different? How are you the same? There have been five kind of tumultuous years in general.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, three of those are a blur for everybody, right?
Yeah, right.
But we're the same in that the strings are a little bit of a core, but we've got some really exciting new members. Steve Coles, who's with us today, playing tenor sax, flute, and musical saw with us is a great new addition. We also have Matt Singer with us, amazing soul daddy drummer. We've got a new percussionist, and a lot of our new material that we've already recorded is about to be on the next vinyl.
Nice.
Is definitely pushing the boundaries. Not so much folk and a little bit more experimental even. So be on the lookout for that coming up soon.
And some of those songs might even trickle into the Cat's Cradle set, right?
So yeah.
Come out and hear some even newer Shoal Digger material.
Well, again, the website is shoaldiggers.com, catscradle.com. If you want tickets to the show, that's this Saturday, July 15th at Cat's Cradle Backroom, Country Cruel and Mystery Ranch opening up. The band is the Shoal Diggers. The album is Wind, Wires, and Ways to Wander. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
This one is called 6 Degrees of Freedom.
This is my favorite. I love it. That is the Shoal Diggers there with 6 Degrees of Freedom here on 97.9 The Hill. The album is Wind, Wires, and Ways to Wander. We'll have more on the album, more from the band, another song, and we'll talk about their show this Saturday at Cat's Cradle Backroom when we come back on Live and Local after this. And welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck coming at you from Trinsic Aura Studios here at University Place, especially live tonight because we got the Shoal Diggers here in the studio. Six members of the band, Matt, Daryl, Gary, Steve, Chris, and Steven, all here tonight to celebrate the brand new album, Wind, Wires, and Ways to Wander. It's coming out. They got a show this Saturday, July 15th, at Cat's Cradle Backroom with Country Cruel and Mystery Ranch opening. They're going to be playing a couple of other shows and events later on this summer that we'll talk about in just a bit. Shoaldiggers.com is the website for more information on all of that. Guys, again, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for all you do, Aaron.
Before we start, I want to go to Steve for a second because on that last song, Six Degrees of Freedom, you were bouncing. No one can see this on the radio, but you're bouncing back and forth between saw and flute on that song. And I would have never thought until I saw, like, somebody playing the same instrument, those two different instruments on the same song, but they produce a not dissimilar sound. So what was the thought process behind, like, going from one to the other? How did you work that out?
Well, I'm actually the second saw in this group, so. The second string saw, but our first string saw is not
you're
here
the
today,
you're so. The new saw. There's the old saw,
right,
as well, right?
So the old saw was already doing saw on this, so we just figured we'd add another layer. This is probably the only group that you'll ever get to see that has two saws.
I like it. That's a really cool version of that song.
Also, a tenor, so they have different ranges. Yeah. Too.
Right, you got to get a baritone saw in there too. Yeah,
we're gonna have a saw section one day.
We have a pretty high insurance rider on our legs.
I can imagine,
when you
switch
switching instruments quickly on stage.
All right, Cat's Cradle Backroom first up this Saturday, July 15th. What's it going to entail?
We're really excited. Mystery Ranch and Country Cruel are both amazing bands. It's pretty much going to be a psychedelic barnyard of a time, so come on down and bring your dancing shoes. Get ready.
And then after that, you've got One Thing in Hillsboro, right?
Let's see, after that, we're playing Garner, the Downtown Sound Series at the Garner Performing Arts, and that's July 27th at 6:30 p.m., a free event, bring a picnic, no dogs, no alcohol, but other than that, it's going to be a really fun time.
All right, and then later on in the summer, you're going to be hanging out with us at Midway Downtown Chapel Hill, right?
We're going to bring it hard on that day, yes, sir. Birthday party, looking forward to it.
Close down the streets.
Oh, man.
Closing down Graham Street is going to be on West Franklin. 70th birthday party for 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and Chapel Hill Tire, which is right around the corner. So
wear your vintage outfits then, right?
Super. Go back to, wear your 50s outfits. I like it. Yeah.
Nice.
Or your 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah, right.
Ron Stutz will be out there, right?
I think so. Yep. I mean, we'll try. We'll try to get him
out.
He's sleeping in these days is the problem. Like
he deserves it.
40 years of doing the morning show. You can't get him out of bed now. It's fantastic. Are you doing you were going to do something at Volume in Hillsboro too, right? Is that still on plan?
Yeah, we haven't picked the date. We're going to wait, but soon after we'll announce it on our website and newsletter. We're going to do a listening party because we love supporting Tony and Volume.
Third great place. Yeah. What is next for you after that?
We're going to play our favorite gig of the year at the Ocean Grill Tiki Bar on a half fishing pier out over the Atlantic Ocean in Carolina Beach August 17th. We love that place, and that is going to be a real fun party. And then the next night, we're playing at Wrightsville Beach, so we're going to have a little bit of beach time, Shoal Diggers.
Yeah. Awesome.
The summer tour to the beach.
Summer tour to the beach. I like it. It's a great place to go for just any reason, but a tour is fantastic. So shoaldiggers.com is the website if people want more information. What else should folks know about the album that we haven't said yet?
Well, we're really excited about it. Like I said, it was recorded during the pandemic, and we have enough material to we're about to start mixing the second record. Mm-hmm. So we're just happy that the muse is flowing within us, and we're putting out good music, and we hope you like it, and hope as much as we do.
Yeah, and one more thing, if anybody's not able to come out this Saturday to the album release, we've got it on Bandcamp. We've got a Bandcamp page where you can pre-order it or order it there, and we'll ship one out to
and
you.
And the digital version's available there as well.
Yeah, it's all there.
And we'll also have download codes that will enable people to be able to just take this as a digital file, but we're really excited about the fact that we're also going to have this vinyl album on our merch table again, along with Currents, which is also available on vinyl. So we really are excited about being able to share this art with people and encourage you to come over to our merch table. Our great friend Steph Decker really helps us out and makes things beautiful. And we like people to take stuff home, and we love seeing people out in the community wearing Shoaldigger hats and shirts. So.
I bought the Pride version of the Shoaldigger hat for my friend Jeff, and it's his favorite hat now. It's fantastic. He wears it everywhere. It's a great one. She mentioned the vinyl's available. The vinyl will be available at Cat's Cradle. CD's also there, because in the 90s tradition, there's some bonus tracks on the CD, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we haven't really made a firm decision on whether we're going to be selling these CDs. We kind of intended them for radio stations. Simply because we thought, you know, so many people nowadays are working with just digital music and not passing physical objects around. I fortunately still have a spot in my car to listen to CDs.
So do I.
But not everybody does.
I'm hanging on to my car mostly for that reason at this point. Like, I'll get an electric when the time comes, but I'm hanging on to that CD player from now. Pretty much, right? Well, again, shoaldiggers.com is the website. Go there, find out more. Cat's Cradle Backroom is the location for Saturday's show with Country Cruel and Mystery Ranch. Catscradle.com for tickets, and look forward to the big party at Midway in August. We'll have a lot more to say about that as we get up close to that day. But we're here with six of the many members of the Shoaldiggers. It's going to be a fantastic party on Saturday. It's a pretty good party right here. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
All right, this is Two Devils.
Go for it.
Stains remain distinct, sustains campaigns that
album is Wind Wires and Ways to Wander. The band is the Shoal Diggers. Shoaldiggers.com is their website. Show at Cat's Cradle Backroom this Saturday, July 15th, along with Country Cruel and Mystery Ranch, catscradle.com for tickets and more information. Matt, Daryl, Gary, Steven, Steve, Chris, thank you all so much for being with us
today. Thank you.
Shoal power so to y'all.
Yeah.
More from Live and Local when we come back after this on 97.9 The Hill.